And you are back on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And Gak is in the studio.
Is it springtime yet again? Once again in British Columbia.
It's really warm out there right now.
Not really, but it's sunny. It's bright.
I thought it was quite warm. Well, there
it
you
has
go.
The potential for warmth, let's just say.
Well, what's warm to you? You're from Thunder Bay? What?
Yes, actually, this is quite warm for me, so I should shut up.
I was going to say, you spoiled
Hang on,
boy.
One second. I'm going to take my shoe off and place it squarely in my mouth.
I guess I can't ask you a question with your foot in your mouth there. Is that, I've been, this happens occasionally where I knew I was pronouncing this name wrong for years and years, but it's
years.
Really, yeah, so what, and I asked you when you came in here, because I just found this, this new disc, and I always say Azure, because it's probably
easier to spell. Over your tongue? Is it easier to spell that way when you mispronounce it?
Yes, thank you.
Because everyone will understand totally.
Thank you very much. But the proper the proper way to do it is fill us in.
Azure Ray.
Isn't that what I was saying?
You said Azure Ray. You gotta make that Z sound like a ZH. Azure. Azure.
I'll leave that up to you. So it's about time for your show to start.
Yes.
So I will say, what do you got coming up for us?
All Ennio Morricone. So it's not going to be all like spaghetti western and whatnot. We'll have a little nuggets here and there. But we'll sort of focus on one of his recent soundtracks, what he did in lieu of Inglourious Basterds. But we'll do some stuff from like The Exorcist to some like other like police films from Italy and whatnot. It's going to be a little bit of a wider mix.
Nice. So stay tuned for that. And afterwards is the jazz show with Gavin Walker. You can always reach me at the Facebook page, Sore Throats Clapping Hands. I'm going to be giving away those Akron family tickets if anyone still wants them out there. Pretty sure I'm pronouncing that one properly.
You're not calling the Akron family?
the Acronius family. And and they'll be back next week with more live guests. We've had great live guests the last month straight.
You have?
Yeah.
You've filled up the studio quite well.
I've been filling up the studio.
Much the way that you're filling yourself up quite nice. Look, you're just rounding yourself out.
You know what? I'm not up for this.
Exploding Head Movies is coming up next. Stay tuned.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty, and I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A. Positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
from the 2001 album simply called The Morricone Remix. That was Terra Nova having their way with Ennio Morricone's For a Few Dollars More. This compilation came out in 2001, features some remix work of artists at the time. They were like Apollo 440, Fantastic, Plastic Machine, Nightmares on Wax, Thievery Corporation, and then Sofa Surfers, sort of taking a look at Il Maestro's work over the many years. And that is going to basically indicate where the rest of this show is going to go. So good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies, your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's wandering community radio station, CITR. 101.9 FM in the Vancouver area. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. My name is Gek, and I'll be digging up audio gold with you until 9 p.m. You can call the station here at 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegek@gmail.com. So this has been long, long overdue, mostly because the discography that Morricone has is staggering. At this point, he's worked on almost 500 different titles, ranging from TV, film, and otherwise. But this is going to be the first of hopefully many episodes profiling Ennio Morricone. Now, of course, we mostly know him for his awesomely bizarre spaghetti western scores. So we're going to listen to little bits from here and there, but I'm going to give a general impression of the many decades of work that he's had, including his more recent melodic style as profiled in his most recent film, which is 2009's Baria. And at this point he's been nominated only for 5 Academy Awards, and he's won none of them. But he did pick up an honorary Lifetime Achievement Academy Award in 2006, and that's it so far. Baffling. But he is still working, believe it or not. He's still with us, as opposed to like other episode-long tributes that we have here. What we're going to do is we're going to start things off with a couple strong guitar-driven numbers here. And this song I first heard on a compilation that came out in 2004 called Cherry Stone's Hidden Charms, which was compiled by Irish DJ David Holmes, who we have profiled in the past. So from the 1970 police drama Città Violenta, known as Violent City, and it starred Charles Bronson and Telly Savalas, here is Ennio Morricone with Svolta Definitiva. We'll be right back.
cafeteria fresh. La 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 fresh.
Okay, welcome to Cafeteria Fresh, where we're going to show you all the ingredients for a memorable Waldorf show. First, we're going to add 1 cup of Crystal Swells. Oh yeah, get it in there good. And then we'll blend in a cup of a very rare ingredient, Shi Yi. And then we'll top it all off with a generous helping of CITR's own Luke Meat and Pop Drones. This Waldorf show is best served on March 23rd, doors at 9, show at 10. Remember, Shi Yi and Crystal Swells the next time you need a classic show at the Waldorf Hotel, 1489 East Stacy Street. Come on down and keep it fresh.
Cafeteria fresh.
And that was the main theme to Per un pugno di dollari, or as we know it here in North America, or in English, a fistful of dollars. And the original pressing of that came out through RCA in 1964, with the movie's release, but there's an excellent remaster that came out in 1998 through the boutique label Razor and Tie. And A Fistful of Dollars was one of the first spaghetti westerns that made it to North America, which is evidenced by the stage names the crew decided to adopt. So Serge Leone, the director, became Bob Robertson, and then if you're looking for Ennio Morricone's name in the credits, you're going to find Dan Savio instead, and that was just something for people in North America to get used to the idea of what a spaghetti western was like, just Italian-produced westerns, usually in southern Italy or sometimes in Spain, just sort of run away with that cowboy and Indian sort of vibe. Now, part of the reason for the unique sound that Morricone and Leone came up with was purely economical, since they were not able to afford to hire a full orchestra, so Morricone usually opted for guitars, voices, and other percussive elements like gunshots and whip snaps. A lot, sometimes to a comical effect, somewhat ironic effect. And of course, along with that is the beloved trumpet, which is the first instrument he grew up with when he was a young boy in Rome. His father, Mario Morricone, was a jazz trumpeter, and Ennio took that trumpet with him when he went to study at the National Academy of St. Cecilia. And Morricone has always thrived on a strong director-composer relationship, as evidenced with his work with Sergio Leone, not only as a director-composer role, but they used to be classmates as well. And then part of what Leone did is he'd been listening to Morricone's soundtracks up until that point, and he heard an arrangement that Morricone did of an American folk song that really struck his interest, and it was a highlight amongst his earlier somewhat undistinguished soundtrack work. He also did some work for radio dramas and pop songs in an arrangement sense. I want to actually dig up some more of those, because looking through his production credits for what he's done with some of the Italian labels, there's some phenomenal pieces there. There's a YouTube thing I saw for a pop star named Mina Mazzini with a song called Se Telefonando, and just the trombone section just sounds like a low rattling bass. It's wild. One of the directors that Morricone also had a strong working relationship was Barry Levinson. And it's kind of weird to look at some of Morricone's credits and see, like, he was a gun for hire, despite all his great music. He's almost at the level of Michael Caine sometimes. So we're going to dig into some 1970s work here. So this is from the sequel to The Exorcist from 1977. This is The Exorcist II: Heretic. And this is a wild number featuring some chamber music, children's voices, and the synthesizer. So here's Ennio Morricone with Magic and Ecstasy. Once Upon a Time in the West, there's Ennio Morricone with As a Judgment. And the film known in Italy is Sarà Una Volta il Est. And this was one of the films that Sergio Leone decided to cut to the music score itself, meaning that as opposed to the regular film cycle where the film is edited, then the music is then put on top. The music was all written, and then Leone decided to edit the film to the music. And this features more electric guitar as you get into the soundtrack, and of course, the man with the harmonica, phenomenal piece. And this is one of his multi-million selling soundtracks. Numbers vary between 5 and 10 million sold worldwide, to add to the 50 million albums and various soundtracks that Ennio Morricone has sold at this point. Although, honestly, there was enough. Not all 500 films or pieces that he had done were released onto soundtrack. And it's going to be evidenced by what we're going to listen to here. So this comes from a compilation called The Crime and Dissonance. It came out in 2005 through Mike Patton's Ipecac label. And these are two pieces from films that were conducted by his co-scorer at times, another classmate from Santa Cecilia, also another conductor, arranger, and sonic editor himself too, and this is Bruno Nicolai. And if you remember back into the early days of Exploding Head movies, this was only about 3 months ago, I did a profile on one of Bruno Nicolai's scores, and that would have been Feminine Insatiability. If you're digging through the podcast archives through www.citr.ca, this would be Exploding Head Movies episode 48, called Salacious Inevitability. And oftentimes, Nicolai was always confused or even just thought to be another alias that Morricone had when he wanted to do some pieces. But Nicolai definitely held his own. But since he was a friend of Morricone, he often did the conducting for various pieces. So we're going to listen to two here from the Crime and Dissonance compilation. And what we're going to listen to is the title theme to a film called Gli Intoccabili. Yes, what it means, well, I didn't have a chance to look that up, but here we go.
CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada. We'll be right back.
originally from the film Una Luchadora con la Pelea di Donna. That was Bruno Nicolai conducting for Ennio Morricone, and that was Fondate Paure. And you can find that, along with the song we heard before the break, Gli Intoccabili, from the Crime and Dissonance compilation 2005 through Ipecac. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. My name's Gak, and this entire episode is focused on Il Maestro himself, Ennio Morricone. And we're going to cut over to some music that definitely is not easy to find in its original form, since this was compiled as library music. But thankfully, as part of Barry Seven, who was a member of the band Ad End X, very like noisy Moog related to synth stuff, he's released a couple compilations back in the early 2000s called Barry Seven's Connectors that focused a lot of older style library music from European libraries. This came from the TAM library. And Morricone's work appears a couple times there. So we're going to listen to a couple cues from there. This originally came out on the film called Spogliata Protesta Uccidi. So here is Ennio Morricone with Inziazione 72, which I cannot say in Italian, 72. strangely found to the soundtrack to Senza Sapere Niente di Lei, which you can actually find easier than what we heard before. That actually appears on a double soundtrack compilation partnered with some Guando something or other. Internet, please tell me. That crashed. Okay. Anyways, that was Ennio Morricone there with an appropriate name, Stato Confusionale, or a state of confusion. And you could find that, and what we heard before there was Inziazione 72 off of Barry Seven's Connectors 2 compilation, which you find through the Low Recordings label. After this, we're going to listen to some probably easier to find Ennio Morricone, since it appears on several Quentin Tarantino soundtracks. And then we'll also listen to the Barria soundtrack. But first, hopefully you can catch this show, since I believe Bleak is winding things down with the Exquisite Corpse. So I can't tell you if this next Thursday will be the final episode or what, pray tell, will happen. But do listen Thursdays for this.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events. Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no, I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
Hopefully Bleak is still available in case I do finally plan my little tribute to shortwave radio, since I do recall he is a bit of an enthusiast in those realms here. So let's hop over to Tarantino land. And of course, Quentin Tarantino has been a huge Morricone advocate in many ways. He's always picked up that spaghetti western vibe quite accurately as well, too. So we're going to listen to something that you can find on the Death Proof soundtrack. But this originally comes from the film Il Gatto a Nove Code, which translates as The Cat O' Nine Tails from 1971. So here is Ennio Morricone with Paranoia Prima.
Thank you.
originally from the film Il Mercenario, which came out in 1968. We know that as The Mercenary. That was Ennio Morricone with La Rena. And you can also find that on Volume 2 of Kill Bill soundtrack. And that's actually where our next piece is going to come from as well. Now, at the time, Kill Bill Volume 2 was more of Tarantino's spaghetti western, as the bride gets her revenge there, Beatrix Kiddo, as she hunts down the rest of the Viper gang. But word is right now, Tarantino, amongst many of the other projects that he's working on, is actually finally deciding to make a western, although at this point I'm not sure the full extent of what it's going to be, but of course, prone to change all the time, and so how it goes. And then going back to Kill Bill, now that I remember checking the news recently, Tarantino has finally come up with an edit that combines Kill Bill Volume 1 and 2 together to make the complete damn thing. And I believe at this point he's added some bits into it. I think he's extended the anime sequence from the first part. I'm not sure how tonally it'll work, because the first part just felt like a grab-bang Chinese shoot-up Hong Kong thing, while the second one was the moody revenge, but I'm sure the potential will be there, and of course, some of us have been waiting 7 years to see this, if you're still on the Tarantino bandwagon. So, we're going to hop over to 1966 here, and originally from the film Navajo Joe, but also on Kill Bill 2, here is Ennio Morricone with A Silhouette of Doom.
Thank you.
that song did appear in the film Kill Bill Volume 2, but it didn't appear in the soundtrack. But if you need to hunt it down, just go back to 1967 and look for the soundtrack to Death Rides a Horse. And there's Ennio Morricone with From Man to Man in English, or sorry, in Italian, it's Da Uomo a Uomo. Horribly pronounced, as usual. My Italian needs a little bit of work there. And that is a fine soundtrack on its own as well, too. I believe The Man with a Harmonica also appears on that as well, too. Now, Ennio Morricone is still playing live all the time. A couple weeks ago, he was playing a gig in Moscow for International Women's Day there. But at least there are three dates listed in the summertime on his calendar. So if you are going to be in Munich on May 30th, he will be playing there, or at least conducting an orchestra of sorts. He'll be in Santiago, Chile on June 18th. And then he'll be playing Prague in the Czech Republic on July the 14th. And the last time he was in North America was in Brooklyn in 2006. Of course, conveniently after I had left. But originally he was supposed to play a show at the Hollywood Bowl in 2009. But for some reason, it was postponed indefinitely. And he's rather emphatic that he wants to return and play another show. And of course, at this point, I'm looking at the calendar. I haven't seen him. He's about 86 or 87 years old now. I'm not going to say time's running out, because the man is super busy, as we're going to hear from his most recent soundtrack. But at the very least, stuff like this does appear on my radar. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR. Stick around. We have a few more announcements before we dig into Baria.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Buongiorno, accomodatevi che serviamo subito.
Boot every Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. Sample the various flavors of Italian folk music, from the north to the south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian and English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot.
We'll be right back.
we just heard there was Ribellione, and that was Ennio Morricone from the soundtrack to the 2009 film Baria, La Porta del Vento. It was nominated for the Golden Globe for Best Foreign Language Film in 2010, and it did not win. But Baria is Sicilian slang for the town of Bagheria in the province of Palmero, of course in Sicily itself, and it's also the hometown of the director Giuseppe Tornatore. He's best known for his 1988 Academy Award-winning Cinema Paradiso, and Morricone scored that film, along with a dozen others with Tornatore, including three documentaries. And for Tornatore, the Baria is a semi-autobiographical work. It's an epic spanning three generations in Bagheria about a poor shepherd becoming a left-wing politician and his family as things go thick and thin. Morricone realized the scope of the film early on without misconception. He was quoted as saying, "From my initial approach to Baria, I realized it was going to be a very complex and delicate undertaking." So if you pick up the soundtrack itself, it starts off with an 11-minute Sinfonia per Baria. Sounds quite lavish, and it sort of fits in with all of Morricone's motifs. Although the latter half, for some reason, has a lot of dialogue and rooster noises over top it. So maybe if you're looking for a pristine audio experience, it may not be the way to go, but I think it sort of fits in with his musical sense of humor that way. So we will start things off right now. In the background, we have Il Corpo e la Terra, but then some zippier numbers will kick in, things like Lo Zelpo and then Brindisi. So from the Baria soundtrack, let's listen to Ennio Morricone. Okay, we started off, as I was rambling on before, a little bit over top, Il Corpo e la Terra. Then we heard the bombast there of Lo Zoppo, then Brindisi. And we just heard was Un Fescaletto. And in the background, we are listening to Racconto di Una Vita. And depending how long I talk, we might hear La Terra as well. So, part of the noteworthiness of Bari is that Morricone was originally scheduled to work on Tarantino's 2008 film Inglourious Basterds. And as we heard earlier, Tarantino is a big Morricone fan and has used many of Il Maestro's cues in previous works. I've been talking with a film researcher here at UBC about Tarantino. She's writing a book about him, and she has reliable word that Tarantino's house has one huge room devoted to his immense record collection, of which a lot of it features a lot of rare albums and soundtracks, including those from Morricone himself. However, due to the accelerated production schedule for Inglourious Basterds, Morricone opted out of scoring. And then, then he elected to then work with Tornatore again on his piece for Bari. Of course, Tarantino stuck with his tried and true method for film, using some era-specific pop songs from World War II, although he did throw in some David Bowie and cues from other war films, including some from Morricone's old films like The Big Gun Down and Alon Safan. If you dig the Radio Free Gag archives, the show name prior to Exploding Head Movies, if you look up episode 80, which is called Operation Kino, you can actually listen to that Inglourious soundtracks, or Inglourious Bastard soundtrack there. And even if you go further way back, you can find the original Inglourious Bastard soundtrack from 1978. And those shows have all that music all in its raw wonder. And one thing I should forget as well, remember to tell you, is if you do like Morricone as well, I did remember that I did profile him and his score for Once Upon a Time in America back in the show that was called Silver Screen Sound Lab, which I think is episode 26. And that was an interview with one of the people from the Vancouver International Film Festival as well. So let's get back to Baria here. And as this piece winds down, we're going to listen then to La Terra, then we'll listen to I Mostri, and there'll be a few other cues then, and hopefully this time around I will not run out of time. So from the soundtrack to Barrio, we start that off with La Terra, then I Mostri, L'Allegro Virtuoso de Zampogna, and what we just heard there was A Passeggio nel Corso, and in the background we're listening to Il Vento, Il Mare, I Silenzi. And Morricone has also worked on a few TV movies and documentaries since Barrio, but as director Tornatore is doing pre-production on his upcoming film called Leningrad. Morricone will once again work his magic, and Tornatore will be quite confident in Morricone's work. And then his liner notes to the soundtrack to Barrio, Tornatore exclaimed, "I know that Ennio will give me every fiber of his musical sensibility, and I know that his soundtrack will be extraordinary." So that is going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, providing you with 3 hours of hip styles into the midnight hour. Then coming up at midnight, it is the Noisy Canada post-rock with P-Bone, and that will close out Monday. If you've missed any of this week's show, quite soon, the podcast will be available via CITR's website. Check it out, www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for any of CITR's show. Just use CITR. Use it as the search term. You'll find Exploding Head Movies along with the rest of this wonderful station's diverse programming. So as indicated before, I hope to return to Morricone again, since a lot of his early stuff is well worth a look, like The Battle for Algiers. Some of his production work for Pop as well, too. He collaborated with the Pet Shop Boys back in the 80s as well. He did the Argentinian World Cup theme. There's a lot of stuff to explore outside of the spaghetti western theme. Next week, hopefully I'm in town. I'm sort of on short notice to go to the UK at any given moment. But if I am around, then we're going to look at Elliot Goldenthal and the Kronos Quartet and their work for the 1995 film Heat. And we'll close off with the vocalist that has worked a lot with Morricone's films, and that's Edda Dell'Orso. But we never actually hear her really say anything, because most of her vocals are just vowels and wordlessly. So from the soundtrack to I Bambini di Chiedono Perce, we'll listen to the theme from that 1972 film. So take care of yourselves and enjoy the spring weather.
Listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker.